Hi, Sander. How are you? And are toxic coworkers destroying your productivity and health?
I'm just wonderful, but we got to take care of these difficult people at work for sure. Okay? So let's talk a little bit about it. Well, I'm actually quoting from a book that's published by Business Management, the publication, and they recently put out a book called "Difficult People at Work." So we're going to take some information from the book. The book actually revealed the other kind of people's skills, the ones that aren't taught in business school. I didn't take any, but should be, because toxic coworkers can absolutely pollute your work environment and your career, as we all know, because we've all been around them. So let's begin to talk about them a little bit. Well, the book itself, Difficult People at Work, you know, it tells you how. The personality by personality, you'll learn, you know, ways to identify, diffuse, manage, and even motivate the 24 all-time most challenging personality types. So let's go through, Jill, the personality types, and, you know, please add in the kinds of people that you've had to deal with being in the position you're in. One is, of course, the tyrant. How do you deal with that? An amazingly simple strategy softens the wrath of a tyrant boss who bullies, berates, humiliates, and declares, quote, my way or the highway. Now, we're not talking about CEOs here. We're talking about a manager, a production head, but not CEOs. This is about how do you handle this as a middle manager, not as a CEO. So how do you handle a tyrant? Well, you talk to her or him before the next meeting on key matters that you want her or him to focus on, okay? And no more ranting for you. Okay, next. The saboteur, again. Often driven by envy, this person works behind your back to slander and sabotage you. Devious and hard to catch, unless you know the secret. Well, wise people, wise managers, we're not talking about CEOs now, wise managers have their mind open and see these people who work behind their back. There's maybe one or two who does. And how do you handle her or him? Well, you talk first before he or she talks, okay? You talk first. And you then have a nice, gentle conversation with them so they fully understand you know who they are and what they do. The space cadet. Not from Mars, although their behavior is often out of the world. Absent-minded, inefficient, poor judgment. Usually pleasant, but simply can't get the job done. Here's how to change all. You arrange a performance review with that person. And you tell the person, look, you have 2 weeks to really change. If you don't, we're going to have to do some other, we're going to have to handle some other issues with you, but I'm giving you 2 weeks. I've written down a couple of things that you have to do in these, the following 2 weeks, and we'll do another performance review in 2 weeks, Mr. Space Cadet. Okay. Next type is, we call the power posturer. Loves power. Makes all the right move to get you believe that she or he wields tremendous influence. You can shrink them down to size. Well, one, talk to human resources first about how to handle this person. And then what you do is you want to have a one-on-one clearly with this person to inform them we understand what you're doing and you're going to have to change ASAP, okay? And here are the two or three things I want you to change in. Okay, next. The peddler. You've seen this. Drives you crazy. Always selling raffle tickets, cookies to coworkers, and drive you nuts. So here's a gentle way to shut down the workplace bazaar. Okay. We have a new company policy, ma'am, sir. And the company policy says, no more. No more selling raffle tickets. No more selling goods. You can't do it. You can do it after work, not during the work hours. Okay? Okay, next. The coaster. The coaster hasn't done anything in months. Drags down the team's performance, and here's how to get them rolling again. Okay, here it is. Performance review. And during the performance review, you inform her or him that, look, we have a very active team, a very, very productive team, and you're not coming up on top. So you have to tell me now what you'd like to do in the future, because right now it's not working out. So get back to me in a week and let me know what you want to do next, and I'll let you know whether it's okay. That's the coaster. Okay. The lifer. The lifer. Been with the company forever, but quit caring ages ago. Yeah. And here's a very simple tactic to bring them back to life. We're going to offer you an early retirement package. What? Yes, we're offering you an early retirement package, and here it is. You'll be leaving us next week, and here is the package. Just sign on the bottom line. Well, I don't want to sign. Well, then we're going to have to terminate you. That's it. Okay? All right. Next is the sexual harasser. Well, we see a lot of that now. There are really two types. One, the flirt, who goes too far, and two, the heavy-duty harasser out to overpower his victims. Either way, here's how to handle them both, okay? You're gone. You're out. No question about it. You're fired. That's it. We don't have sexual harassers here in this firm. So leave. You may be sued. I don't know. But you're out of here. We have nothing to do with the lawsuits. That's up to the women to do. We're not involved in that at all. And then finally, a couple more, but the credit grabber. Okay. Don't let a mind pirate steal all your glory. Learn the six strategies that turn the table so you get the credit and the spotlight you deserve. So here's how to deal with the credit grabber. You go on the offense first with two or three new ideas before she or he does it. I had to deal with a couple of these folks back at the Havas days, and that's the key thing. You go on the offense first. You practice, and come up with the big ideas before the credit grabber does. So that's a little bit about dealing with the difficult people, Jill.
How do you deal with the, quote, the credit grabber who obviously distorts your idea once you've put it out there?
Okay.
In a lot of cases, they will take it and say, well, you know, do blah. But sometimes the distortion just makes it really unworkable.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, sit back in your chair, put a slight smile on your face, and look at the credit grabber right in the eyes and say, do you remember I discussed this idea at the last meeting? Were you there? Were you listening to me? That's how you do it. With that nice smile on your face, slight smile on your face, and that tone of voice, Jill.
Okay. Because I think a lot of people could learn techniques rather than just what I am seeing a rash of is because people don't have techniques, because they don't have negotiating techniques, because they just respond and they're crushed by behavior that is normally just part and parcel, if you will, of what used to be called. I'm not normalizing it. I'm just saying that, yes, this used to be one of the occupational hazards of dealing with individuals from the time that you were in first grade out.
Yeah. So, but as you know, some of these people with the big personalities continue to move up and then boom, up to a point, and then they're figured out.
Right.
Then they're figured out and boom, they're gone. We have a lot of examples of that, but they're gone. You know, it happens at a lot of different corporations, GE, Avon, you know, boom, it's happened. They look great, they smell great, and then boom, all of a sudden, God, why did I promote these
people? Yeah, I
know.
I don't know what your opinion is about this, but if you've we've done the show for long enough that I believe that what you if you have put somebody in a place where they just shouldn't be, it's on you to get them out of there. Yes.
Yes.
And
yeah, I mean, you know, this we see a lot of right now in the various, you know, in the various debates, the Democratic candidates debates, you know, who is who is the big grabber? Who is the lifer? You know, we see a lot of this right now of these various examples. You know, the comments about Mr. Biden, credit grabber. You know, they're calling him the lifer. So we see a lot of it right now on these you know, how to deal with the difficult people at work during the debates. Just watch it, and you'll see a lot of these things that we discussed are coming out in the Democratic Party debates as well.
Thank you very much, Sandra Flom, Leader's Edge.
Thank you, Jill.